Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
First things first, I'm the realest.
Summer music is a little different than the kind of music we listen to the rest of the year. Or maybe it's the way we listen to it that's different. It's that tune you play on a summer drive to the Cape or the soundtrack for a backyard barbecue. It's also the music you hear blasting through the open windows of cars stopped at red lights. Sometimes they're chart toppers, like this year's summer hit Fancy by Iggy Azalea. And sometimes they're songs specific to a certain time or place or memory. Music journalist and Boston College journalism fellow Maura Johnston recently wrote a piece for the New York Times about the power of summer music and what makes a summer hit. And she joins us in our studio to talk about it. Maura, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
And you know, that whole car open window effect, which you wrote about, I realized it's really true. In a place like Boston, where for much of the year we're huddled in our car with the heaters on, the music changes in the summer in a way because suddenly we can hear what other people are listening to.
Definitely. I mean, it ranges from, you know, the jingle of the ice cream man that you first hear, that's sort of the bells tolling for summer, to just people having the temperature being high enough that people can roll down their windows and share not just the music that they're listening to, but also the fact that they don't have to wear 8 layers in order to walk around. And I think that there's something to be said for that aspect of summer being really liberating. It's funny because I've mentioned that before and I've gotten blowback from people that have said, like, well, it's noise pollution. And I'm like, no, it's communal listening. It's the way that people like interact with pop music on a day-to-day basis. So,
do you agree with the Billboard Hot 100 naming Fancy the top summer song, at least for June? And then for this month, the number one song is Rude by the Canadian band Magic. Or for you, are there different summer songs this year?
For me, I would say that there are some different summer songs. One of the songs that I've really enjoyed listening to is 90s music by the Australian artist Kimbra. But I think that, as you know, kind of taking the temperature of the country and how they want to escape into their pop music cocoons, Fancy was definitely everywhere. I mean, that beat, which reminds me so much of New Shoes as I Can't Wait and Jam On It by Nucleus, has been bouncing out of, you know, cars and bodegas and every place for a long time, and commercials too. And then with Rude, you kind of have the shift into the laconic summer Canadian take on reggae that, you know, people really enjoy.
Reggae light.
Reggae light. Yes, yes.
The Billboard top summer songs rating changed recently in a way that the people who make those calculations retroactively declared certain songs of the past as summer hits. Now, you have a problem with them having done that.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's a problem. It just, I think it shows the imperfections of how people determine songs of the summer. Actually, in my piece, I talked about how Shout by Tears for Fears was named as the Billboard top song of the summer of 1985. And I was kind of confused by that because I've spent that summer listening to mostly Wham's Make It Big. But I was young. But I actually got some pushback from people who said, oh, well, you know, Shout was everywhere that summer and I listened to it. So, I mean, again, it's completely subjective. But I do think that you see the problems dealing with just the numbers with 2009 was the year that Michael Jackson passed away in June. That summer, Michael Jackson was everywhere. I lived in the suburbs that summer, and people were driving by blaring Michael Jackson, which is
every radio station was playing Michael Jackson.
Yeah, and because the stations that went to the all Michael Jackson format saw their ratings go up when they did that too, so they would do it again and again. Who would dance on the floor? The thing was, back then, Billboard was not also charting songs that were considered recurrence, songs that had fallen out of the top 10 and the top 100 already.
Oh, so that meant that older songs that were getting played
weren't factored in, right.
Then there are also songs that they're a big deal to us because of where we heard them or when we heard them or who we heard them with. Mm-hmm. So when you think back to your summer songs and the impressions they had on you, what are they? Go through some key years and key songs.
Definitely 1990 was the year that Jane's Addiction Stop was very defining of my summer. It was this really kind of kinetic song that straddled the gap between hard rock, which I had been listening to in my early high school years, and what became the sort of blob known as alternative music.
That was 1990. Any other years come to mind?
2007, which was the first of what I saw as two straight years, I guess, of Rihanna's Umbrella being really defining. I mean, that song is just so massive still. I heard it the other day. It's still, the beat is just so great. And it was also just one of those songs that it sounded good when it was sunny and hot out. It sounded even better when it was pouring rain out. You know, I have really good memories of being in my backyard pool listening to the Beach Boys' Endless Summer.
I was going to ask you about that, whether that's kind of a cliche or whether you really think people do still have that association.
Well, people definitely do. I mean, just judging by the comments that I got on my piece, who were kind of surprised that I didn't really talk about anything before 1985. And I do think that the Beach Boys have a definite association with summer.
Well, East Coast girls are hit by really dig those styles they wear.
I think that they've been a presence certainly on the summer tour circuit for a very long while. And their songs obviously paint a picture of this idyllic Californian summer paradise where the surf never ends and you can always kind of, you know, roller skate down the beach or the boardwalk.
Do you think summer songs vary regionally? So in a place like Boston where summer is shorter and more precious, does that make our summer songs different than what you might hear in California or down south?
I think that certainly now with radio playlists on the pop level being more homogenized around the country, it's probably less so. But I do think that there are definitely, you know, regional rap hits and regional country hits that might make more of an impression. And I mean, obviously, in Boston, you know, I'm Shipping Up to Boston is going to be a mainstay no matter what because it gets played at pretty much every outdoor event that I've attended this summer. And then also Dirty Water, songs that are associated with Red Sox games.
Maura, is there another song you associate with summer that you haven't mentioned yet that you think we should listen to as we go out?
You know, it's funny because one of the songs that I associate most with summer, I actually heard at the One Direction show 2 weeks ago, very unexpectedly. It is a 1996 hit that also inspired a dance craze. It was a song by a duo called Los Del Rio, and it was the Macarena.
Oh, the Macarena.
Which I heard the first time in the car driving from Chicago to Washington, D.C., where I was starting an internship.
The dance done at every wedding.
Every wedding. Back to back with I Got a Feeling, pretty much.
Was that a gift to the music world, or how would you assess that one?
I think it was. I think it was, you know, I kind of miss the novelty hits of that ilk. Like, I kind of miss the days when, you know, a song from left field could make it on the radio and could really become, I mean, I guess we have that now with YouTube sensations, but I kind of like that it was this really cool old style track, but I think it's worthy. It certainly put a smile on the faces of a lot of people who I think had not even been born when I first heard it in 1996 at the One Direction show.
Maura Johnston is a music writer and she teaches music journalism at Boston College. Maura, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again Monday for more Radio Boston.
Alegría Macarena, que tu cuerpo es para dar la alegría y cosas buenas. Baila tu cuerpo, alegría Macarena. Macarena.
¡Ay!